And if you're just joining us, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden, and it's time now for music. Yoko Ono celebrates her birthday tomorrow. She'll be 80 years old. Yoko Ono and John Lennon had perhaps one of the most torrid love affairs in rock and roll history. Inseparable after Lennon dropped in on her conceptual art show in New York in 1968, the two would marry, have a son together, and become co-creators in music, art, and activism. Writer Jonathan Cott met them in the early days of the romance when he was working on a piece for Rolling Stone magazine. Lennon, 27, was in the middle of recording his new album with the Beatles, The White Album. To Cott's astonishment, Lennon invited him to the Abbey Road sessions.
Like as if he said to me, why don't you come along the Magical Mystery Tour or something, or go into the Yellow Submarine with him and the Beatles, you know. So I went up and I walked in there and, you know, crossed that zebra pattern.
Crossed the zebra crossing in London.
Which was holy ground. And as soon as the other Beatles saw me, they just really cringed. They didn't care for this at all. They hadn't been informed that he was bringing someone. And I just hid behind one of the speakers and I stayed there for a number of hours listening to them work on these two songs. One was Helter Skelter.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Where I stop and I turn and I go for a ride. Till I get to the bottom and I see you again. Yeah, yeah.
Which was Paul McCartney's song, which really is a proto-heavy metal song. And very uncharacteristic of Paul McCartney, just totally insane sounding, crazy, end of the world thing. And then John Lennon was doing Glass Onion.
I told you about Strawberry Fields. You know the place where nothing is real. Well, here's another place you can go, where everything flows.
Which was gentle and kind of stream of consciousness, Beatles mythology, images of Fool on the Hill and Lady Madonna's and Strawberry Fields.
Do you, don't you want me to love you?
The heavy metal stuff was really like, it drove me out of my mind. They were repeating it over and over and editing and remixing and all that and rehearsing. And then the Glass Onion song came in and it was just so dreamy. So it was really like having the marriage of heaven and hell.
Yoko Ono would change John Lennon's life. And in your book, he's talking to a friend and he said, you know, the minute I met this woman, it was as if I had known her before in another lifetime. My life was complete. I want to spend every day of my life with her. You found that a very natural process between the two of them. What did John Lennon tell you?
Well, you know, their first date, she went over to his home and he had a music studio on the top floor. And he said, why don't we go up and make a recording, you know? So they went up at midnight, and they made this recording. It was kind of a John Cage-like sound montage, and he was playing piano, organ, and percussion, and she was singing, and he was fooling around with sound effects like reverb and backward tapes and white noise and all that. And they played all night, and then they made love at dawn. And, you know, from that moment on, this was not going to be a one-night stand. This one-night stand lasted until 1973, when they separated for 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
And they were never out of each other's sights for all those years. You know, he had a line in one of his songs which go, when we're together or when we're apart, there's never a space in between the beat of our hearts. I mean, how romantic can you get?
When we're together.
She was his soul guide and teacher, life teacher and best friend. Their relationship was really 50-50.
In the book, Jonathan, you emphasize that she had a really positive influence on his personality, despite this rupture in 1973. How would you say that was manifested?
You know, when they were together, let me answer it this way, if it's all right. They were so attuned to each other as if they were finishing each other's sentences. Let me give an example. She would write one of her songs, I said yes, I prayed yes, 1,000 times yes.
I said yes, I said yes, I said yes. I prayed 1,000 times yes.
And he would write, yes is the answer, and you know that for sure, yes is surrender, you've got to let it go.
Yes is the answer, and you know that.
Then she would say, touch, 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 just one touch, that's all I need, something like that. And he'd write a song in which he had the words, touch is love, love is touch.
Love is touch. Touch is love.
Then she'd have an instruction in her book, Grateful, which is a book of instruction poems and pieces. And she would say, imagine the clouds dripping. And then he would write, imagine there's no heaven.
Imagine there's no heaven.
And they had this kind of a strange symbiotic connection, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
They were just attuned to each other. I mean, John Lennon called their relationship Two Minds, One Destiny.
My guest is writer Jonathan Cott. His new book is called Days That I'll Remember, Spending Time with John Lennon and Yoko Ono. You saw John Lennon just a few days before he was murdered. It had to be staggering to learn what had happened.
For everybody. But I was there December 5th, and I was there for 9 hours at his home and then into the recording studio where they were making Yoko Ono's record, very famous record as it turned out, called Walking on Thin Ice.
Walking on thin ice, I'm paying the price.
2 nights later, on the 8th, the night of December 8th, he was actually carrying a cassette tape that contained the final mix for that song when he went home and just before he was killed. So, in fact, what's so fascinating to me is that their first date was a musical collaboration, and their last date, so to speak, was also a musical collaboration. And if I could just quote the last lines from the Walking on Thin Ice, they go, I may cry someday, but the tears will dry whichever way. And when our hearts return to ashes, it'll be just a story. It'll be just a story. Can you imagine writing that song? Those lyrics, and then what happened a half hour later?
It's just the most incredible foreshadowing.
I may cry someday, but the tears will dry whichever way.
As you think about this extraordinary person who was only 40 years old when he died, of all the memories that you've amassed, you know, what stands out?
Well, that's a really good question. The fact that he asked me to go to a Beatles recording session and had no qualms about doing it and just saying, come on, it's going to be okay. And that's what he also said to me when I sat down to do my first interview with him because I was really nervous. And he said, there's nothing to be nervous about. Come on, and you know, it's going to be okay and we're doing it together and that's what really matters.
And in your last interview, didn't he also say, you've got loads of time?
Yeah, he said, I was saying, oh, I just heard the album, but I didn't have enough time to really listen to it deeply, and I don't know. And he just interrupted me and said, look, slow down. We got plenty and plenty of time, plenty of time.
When I was younger, live in confusion, deep despair.
That's writer Jonathan Cott. He's a contributing editor at Rolling Stone, and his new book is called Days That I'll Remember, Spending Time with John Lennon and Yoko Ono, and it's out now. Jonathan Cott, thank you very much for being here and talking with us.
And thank you. It really was nice to be here.
Our program is directed today by Lily Percy. The production staff includes Phil Harrell, Amy Held, Liz Baker, Becky Hersher, and Acacia Squires. Our interns are Annie Russell and Rachel Rood. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishnadev Cullamore, and Dana Farrington. The technical director is Rob Berman. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Our reference librarian is Kima Leski. Mathoni Maturi is senior editor, and Steve Lichtai is the senior producer. And for Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Check out our podcast. Find it at npr.org/weekendatc or on the NPR smartphone app. It's called Weekends on All Things Considered, or you can follow me on Twitter at NPR Jackie Lydon. We're back on the radio next weekend. Until then, thank you for listening and have a great week.